Title of our lesson this morning is Great Insight from God. Not from Don, not from Tom, not from Brad or Tony, but from God. The original title of this lesson was verses 1, 2, and 3. Because our lesson this morning comes from the book of Hebrews. And all the verses we're going to look at are from chapters in Hebrews, verses 1, 2, and 3. But it's great insight from God to help us on our way. Things that would encourage us and remind us who we are and what we're to do and the blessings that we have. All of us want great insight from God. So let's look at some of that this morning. The beginning of the book of Hebrews in my Bible says this: many Jewish believers have stepped out of Judaism into Christianity. They want to reverse their course in order to escape persecution by their countrymen. The writer of Hebrews exhorts them to go on to perfection, verse 6 and 1. His appeal is based on the superiority of Christ over the Judaic system. Christ is better than the angels, for they worship him. He is better than Moses, for he created him. He is better than the Aaronic priesthood, for his sacrifice was once for all time. He is better than the law, for he mediates a better covenant. In short, there is more to be gained in Christ than to be lost in Judaism. Pressing on in Christ produces tested faith, self-discipline, and a visible love seen in good works. Obviously, folks, majority of us and all of us, I believe, do not come from Judaism. But in short, there's more to be gained in Christ than there is to be lost in Judaism. I will add to that and say, there's more to be gained in Christ than there is to be lost in the world. And some of the things to be gained are what we're going to look at this morning, God's holy word in our lesson. God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So when someone says, I don't know about Jesus, or you know what, that just religious stuff just isn't for me, or you know what, I can follow God without following Jesus, it's false. Folks, we can't do that. We can't do that. And when we don't pray to God and we don't remember Jesus and his words and how he walked and what he did, are we really remembering him and honoring him with our walk and our faith? Look at that. Last day he spoke to us by his Son. God promised to send his Son. God sent his Son. And God has said, nobody else is coming after me. So no matter what somebody says on TV or the radio or anything else, folks, Jesus is the same. He's the first and the last and the same yesterday, today, and forever. People are going to say, people are coming along today. Well, we need to do this. We need to add this. We need to take away this. Jesus really didn't mean that. We don't have to do all of what Jesus says. Folks, that's incorrect. We need to make sure we humble our hearts. Brother Brad mentioned it in class this morning. For those of you that love God and His Word, it is broken fabulously, the bread of life, twice each day, not only up here as we study, but also in our Bible class in the morning. But to recognize how great Jesus is day by day in our lives. What He did when He was here, who He was, who He is, for now and forever, and that He has that power to purge our sins. Bob, as much as I want to help you get rid of your sins, I can't do it. As much as you love me, Bob, and want to get rid of my sins, okay? Now you can forgive me of my sins, and I can forgive you. But that power that comes through Jesus, folks, that's it. He's the only one. He's the only one. Nobody else. And when we forget about Him in our daily lives, we're forgetting about that power. And we're forgetting about how precious He is. And we're not relying on the benefits that come through following Him. Now, I'm not saying that we need to walk around like in a cult and be zombies, okay, about Jesus. But folks, we need to include Him daily in our lives. How many of us this last week thank Jesus for something? Thank God for something every day of our life this week, okay? How many times each day? Each of us are a little different, okay? But folks, if you didn't stop to thank Jesus at least once every day this week, we got a whole new week ahead of us. Let's try it again. Don't give up. Don't give up. That's the other neat thing about Jesus. You know, there's people in my life have given up on me. And I was gonna ask Bob if he could relate to that, but I won't. Okay? But folks, Jesus never gives up on us. Never, ever, ever, ever does Jesus give up on us. Don't let Satan convince you that you don't have a worth, you don't have a value, you don't have a purpose. God created each and every one of us with something special in mind. No, I don't. You know what? I could say I don't like my weight, but you know what? God didn't make me this weight. He blessed me with food to be able to eat, but He didn't tell me to overeat. Folks, if I wanted to change one hair on my head other than cutting it and shaving it, it's going to grow back just how God wants it to be. Accept who God has made us to be and glorify Him with what we are. Accept that. Rejoice in that God has made us individually special and has saved us. And He has a plan for our lives. No matter how old we are, no matter what our bank account is, no whether we're male or female, that's the truth and what's so precious about God's holy word. You want to talk about non-judgmental and non-prejudiced. Jesus says, come unto me all ye who are weak and heavy laden. Great insight from God, following with our lesson. Our next passage comes this morning from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the 1 through 3. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have learned, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard Him? Folks, as we start a new week, what are we going to give earnest heed to? What are the things in our lives that might hinder us and want us to drift away from the way, the Christian walk, what God wants us to do? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Folks, the people that neglect the great salvation don't appreciate what being saved is. They take it for granted. We take it for granted sometimes in our lives. And as we talk about God's holy word and God's great insights that he wants us to remember, don't neglect the salvation that is in us. The great salvation. Yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I go to church. Yeah, I'm going to heaven. Yeah. How many movies do you think that'll sell? How many commercials are you going to see like that? Harmony.com. Yeah, I might meet somebody. Folks, we are a commercial for the kingdom of heaven. How are you displaying your great salvation? How am I displaying my great salvation? How are we? As we continue with Hebrews chapter 3, we're not doing every single chapter in Hebrews, just to let you know, so you don't think, oh, there are 15 chapters and we end in this. That's not there. I skip a few. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who is faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been accounted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. And I want us to focus, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. It's kind of like I just talked about the commercial, right? What commercial are we for the kingdom of heaven? Are we holy? With our lips, with our actions, with our thoughts, with our Facebook, with our Twitter, with our tweets, with our texts. God wants us to be holy brethren. He wants us to be partakers of the heavenly calling. Hebrews 4, 1 through 3, it is written, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said, so I swore, in my wrath they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. But folks, a couple things for us to think about in these verses. Entering his rest. Folks, we got a hope to live for eternity. We're going to heaven. We're going to heaven. The other thing is, not being mixed with faith in those that heard it. Folks, we need to make sure that when we hear God's words and we hear and understand what the Holy Spirit is directing us to do in our lives, that's mixed with faith. By faith, I'm going to obey what Jesus says. By faith, I'm going to pray daily. By faith, I'm going to read his holy word. By faith, I'm going to say no to Satan when I'm tempted. Whether it's physically or mentally, electronically, it's got to be mixed with faith. We wonder, folks, why people hear the blessings of Christ and know who Jesus is and don't follow them. It's not mixed with faith. By faith, confession is made. A great insight from God is that we're going to enter his rest. We have eternal life. How many of us would like to move into a 150-year-old house and live there for another 150 years? Thanks, brother. No way. I see a head shaking. No way. Or let's put it this way. How many of us would like to move into a log cabin with no running water and dirt floors and live there for another 150 years? There ain't no way I want to do that. Well, you know what? Sometimes that's how we feel about heaven. Yeah, I'll get there sooner or later. Yeah, it's going to be better than this. I like what I got, though. You know, water runs, air conditioning's working, you know. TV's working. Beep, 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 beep. We got it good, folks. We've got it great. But even far greater than that. And we need to make sure, folks, that we rely on our faith and don't rely on ourselves and what's going on around us so much that we skip how blessed it is to live for eternity. That blessing that we have of entering His rest, how precious that is. How precious that is. Because it's going to be far beyond what any of us live in. Period. You know? It just is. There aren't going to be any log cabins with dirt floors up there. I don't think so anyways. Let me put it that way. But you know what? If there is, and that's where I'm assigned to live, sign me up. Because I want to be next to Jesus. I want to be in heaven. Folks, that's we've got to have that type of mindset. Whatever you want me to do, God. How many of us have ever went in to the boss and say, hey, whatever you want me to do today, that's what I'm going to do. How many of us went to our spouse today? Let's try this week. You want to try something new this week? Go to your spouse and say, hey, as long as I don't have, I'm not working, you know. What do you want me to do today? Your head shaking more, no. I didn't know you could shake your head that much, no, Bob. But you know what, folks? We just have thought of that. I'm not going to do what my wife wants me to do all day or my husband wants me to do. Folks, we need to be careful that that same mentality doesn't come over when Jesus asks us to do things. When it's time for us to do something about the kingdom of heaven. Here I am, Lord, send me. Bob, I want you to ask your wife this week. Here I am. What you want me to do today? Yeah, yeah. And I'll try to do that with my wife, Bob. Just kidding. But you see, it convicts me when I do that. Folks, let's open our hearts to Jesus and serve Him like He wants us to. Hebrews 6, 1 through 3 is written, therefore, leaving the discussions of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. Folks, sometimes we get entangled in these things. Simple things. Simple things. I don't know where I got to go to worship service or not. You wonder why you can't walk by faith when you can't do the simple things. I don't know what God wants me to do in my life. I just don't know how I'm going to overcome this. When's the last time you opened your Bible and let His Word talk to your heart? Simple things. I ask about praying to God and talking to Jesus during the week. Simple things. Folks, if your pipeline isn't connected to heaven, you're not going to be getting any fuel. You're not going to be getting any direction. Simple things. And then you wonder why you struggle with simple things. Why we're tossed to and fro, or why we decide, you know what, I just don't need to go to worship service. I just don't need to be with the people that say I love Jesus. I just don't feel like it. When Satan tempts us with that, folks, we need to say, Satan, get behind me. Jesus, here I am, send me. What would you have me to do? Because he has planned more complex things for us in his kingdom than elementary principles. He has planned for us to go on to perfection. And that perfection is just continuing in his grace and following him, being all we can be for Jesus. Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible." Folks, if you struggle with a basic principle that maybe there isn't a God, maybe he didn't create all things, and a scientist is a lot smarter than what God is, folks, you need to work on your faith. You need to be able to recognize and be committed 100% that God is real, that he created these heavens and earth, that he's in control of them, that he knows what's going on. Why did we have tornadoes in Kokomo? I don't know. God knows. Why do we have floods? I don't know. God knows. That's God's business, folks. I'm just a servant of the Most High God. This is his world. He created it. He commands the heavens and the earth to do things. And he knows what's best for me every day of my life. Here am I, God. Great insights from God. Follow me. Don't worry about my business. You got enough business of your own to worry about. I have enough business of my own to worry about. It's nice to be like a God, you know. Tom Petty sings, "It's good to be king if just for a day." You know, and I mentioned that at work before. If I could be king for a day, here's what I'd do. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I'm not a king. I have a king, and his name is Jesus. And I daily work on trying to follow him. Because there are days that I'm tempted not to follow him. I think there are all days in our lives when we are tempted not to follow him. But not to forget that he created the heavens and the earth, and he is in control. And he has a plan for us each and every day of our lives. Not just 10 years from now. Okay? And he has the power to change no matter what we've done and who we are and the sins I did yesterday. He still has plans for me today, and he has plans for me tomorrow, and plans for me the day after tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after, and the day after. We have a hard time understanding grace and mercy and how that works in our lives sometimes, because you know what? There's people in our lives we've given up on. There's people in our lives I don't want to talk to anymore. There's people in our lives that will never forgive us of something we said or done. Not true with Jesus. Each day is a blessing to continue anew. Saved, forgiven, helping someone else, and helping ourselves make the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance that race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Folks, simple lesson from this passage, consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. This week, if you feel lonely, consider Jesus. Remember the stories of him and when he felt lonely. When you're excited and you're joyous, consider Jesus. When you're struggling with sin, consider Jesus. When you don't know what decision to make, consider Jesus. There's plenty of examples in His Word that'll help us. He promises that. But we got to go for it. We've got to reach out to Jesus, to have Him be that guide in our life. Our last passage this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Folks, we've got a great diversity of people in this congregation. Children of God. Remember those that are following the way with you. Let brotherly love continue. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Tell them that you love them, that you care about them, that you want them here to be worshiping with God, because you know that's what God wants us to do. God doesn't want you to be anyplace else on Sunday morning except for with His people worshiping Him. Great insight from God. We just read it all. And that's only, folks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 passages we looked at this morning from Hebrews, just from Hebrews. But it made us go over the whole gamut of our lives with just 8 simple passages and 3 verses each. This is the living Word that is a connection point to us to Jesus and us to God. Where's your faith this morning, brother and sister in Christ? Where's your obedience? Remember this week, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. There is only one, and that's Jesus. We don't need to add to or take away. He is the great I Am representative. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, folks? People that neglect a great salvation forget about their salvation. Holy brethren, holy brethren. Yes, Bob, you and I are holy brethren. And that's why we can forgive each other, and we can support each other, and we can laugh, and we can cry, and we can reason together and be guided by God's holy word. Partakers of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Consider Him in the things you do and the decisions you make. He is there and willing. A promise remains of entering His rest, folks. We're going to heaven. We're going to live for eternity with Him. Above all things. Above all things. Let us go on to perfection. Brother Phil, we can make it. We can be perfect. Only in Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, only in Him. Only in Him. Because a little bit of good that Don does, the rest of it Jesus forgives and makes up for. I'm perfect in Him. I'm created the way God wants me to be created. We are created in how God wants us to be created. He's got a plan for us. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Folks, God's in control. God's in control. When we're alone, when we feel rejected, when we know things aren't going our way, when we want to change, God's in control, folks. We have to be patient and wait for Him. But God is in control. He made this place. He made us. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which easily snares us, easily ensnares us. You know what? Satan doesn't tempt us with the hard things. He doesn't. He uses the easy things. He knows those of us that got a short fuse. He knows those of us that struggle with certain things. He knows. Lay aside. Look at it as a weight. That'd be a funny thing for Bob and I to do. We might lose a couple pounds. Anybody else that feels that way? Okay? You know, we're both working on it. Slowly but surely, we'll get somewheres. But let's just say you had us, each and every one of us, grab a 10-pound weight and carry it around all week. Just 10 pounds. Sooner or later, we get tired of that. Sooner or later, we wouldn't want to carry it around. And if we look at sin in our lives and things that ensnare us and keeping us from serving Jesus as a weight like that, we'll put it aside. We'll be able to recognize that it's a tool of Satan. Don't say the next time you pick up the weights, Bob, it's a tool of Satan. Okay, that's not what I'm getting at. But folks, how we perceive evil and sin in our lives. Let's make sure that we are moving on to perfection. We are seeing through the mind of Christ and the eyes of Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the great I am. He is the great Savior of our souls, folks. Let brotherly love continue. Folks, it's tough to love somebody if you're not at peace and you don't have the joy in Jesus in your life. He wants us to be a peaceful, joyful, happy people. Not always going to be that way. But I tell you what, it's tough to love somebody when you're unhappy. And if you're unhappy this morning, folks, let Jesus change that in your life. If you're not a child of God, haven't been baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins as Jesus told us we need to be, we offer that invitation this morning. If you have any need or prayers of the congregation for any reason at all, we offer that invitation also as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.